Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It still seems weird to me that Texas and Oklahoma are coming into the SEC, although I should be used to it by now, but this is actually the season. Texas and Oklahoma are coming into the SEC. That sounds bizarre still, but it's happening. Which school shakes up the SEC status quo the most, John? Short term and then long term.
Well, I think if you look at all sports, Texas, because it's so good in everything. It could win the Director's Cup every year. It's always in contention for that. It's really intent on being good at everything, and it has all the resources to do that. So it's going to affect, women's basketball, softball even. Oklahoma has a dominant softball program, but Texas is really good now too. So, yeah, I think, though, it's the combination. When this was, I think the initial reaction from a lot of people in the SEC when these teams were joined in the league, and it seems as though it was about 10 years ago that we've been waiting for this, that it was announced so long ago that they were, in fact, coming into the league. But I think the reaction was, well, they're about to experience a different world in college football. They're not in the Big 12 anymore. But I think the SEC is going to have problems itself in dealing with Oklahoma and Texas. It's really going to toughen up this league because now you've got two more programs that can be really good, that can compete for championships in football. And I think the greatest impact it's going to have, maybe short term and even more so long term, when you look at the midsection of the SEC and let's take in football, let's say Kentucky. I mean, this could result in dropping down another notch. It's going to be harder now to finish in the top half of the SEC because of Oklahoma and Texas. I think Oklahoma's down right now by its usual standard, but it won't stay down. It's been patient with football coaches, so the impact is going to be huge in all sports in the conference.
Yeah, so short-term football specifically and long-term, I'm mostly with you, John. I'm more it's just Texas because even though I don't believe it's Steve Sarkisian, I believe in him more than Brent Venables, and he has two great quarterbacks on his roster. Long-term, given the fact that Texas is in the SEC now, given the talent in Texas, they don't really have the competition for the talent that they used to with them in the Big 12 and Texas A&M in the SEC. And given the fact that I think they have the third largest NIL collective, and Texas A&M's NIL collective has fallen completely off the map because they were doing some shady stuff last year that apparently got them caught. Is Texas in the... And I guess I'll flip this to both you guys. In football, is Texas in the LSU, Georgia, Ohio State camp now, which is I say that to say, are they another school where I call it the Ed Orgeron rule? They can hire Ed Orgeron and win a national championship now?
John, I could actually speak to that on recruiting. It's much like South Florida. You would expect Miami to just dominate because there's so much talent there. But the problem is there's 15,000 other schools recruiting there too. It's kind of same for Texas, but they happen to be within the state. That's kind of how I would position Texas in recruiting. LSU is kind of its own animal because kids don't want to leave there, and they're very talented.
Yeah, everybody recruits Texas. I mean, it's all you're always going to have a certain level of talent at Texas. I still think long term that Oklahoma football could be better than Texas. It has been for a while. And when I think of Oklahoma, I think of it really as sort of a Texas extension, North Texas, if you will. It's always recruited Texas just as though it were in state. And it's got so many good players out of Texas. I just think Oklahoma, I don't know. I look at the history and I think long-term Oklahoma could be better than Texas in football. I think Oklahoma right now, though, I think Oklahoma is very tired of where it stands right now in college football. Josh Heupel led it to a national championship as a quarterback at Oklahoma. That's how long it's been since Oklahoma won a national championship. Oklahoma does not think in terms of, ooh, let's make the playoffs. It wants to win a championship. And it dominated the Texas series for a while. And now coming into the SEC, I think Oklahoma is going to be even more motivated to be better in football. So we'll see how it plays out. But go ahead, Dad.
No, I want to get Caleb's take on this too. But to your point, what is Oklahoma's identity? Because that's the question that I have. They've been this offensive-minded team, and they hire a defensive-minded coach. So I'm going to say short-term, Texas has the longer impact, and agree with you, Oklahoma long-term when they get rid of Brent Venables. So I don't think that they have a real direction there. And it doesn't feel like it to me. I don't understand how a defense he runs can fit with a high-tempo offense. It just seems like a round peg in a square hole.
Well, I think sometimes I value history too, and I'm a big fan of history, but I think a lot of times we look at the history I think we mistakenly assume that that's indicative of what a better program is. I mean, guys, I just think Oklahoma's hired better coaches over the years than Texas has. Historically, I think that's why they've mostly been more successful than Texas. That doesn't mean Texas hasn't hired good coaches, but when Bob Stoops and Mack Brown were both there, didn't we all agree that Bob Stoops was probably the smarter coach of those two?
Yeah, the series record proved that, but Mack Brown was pretty good. And think about it this way. Mack Brown won a national championship after Bob Stoops did. That's kind of surprising in a way when you look. Stoops did not win. It sounds weird, but Stoops didn't win at the level Oklahoma aspires to win. But you're right about the coaching. If you go all the way back, I remember late 50s when Oklahoma had Bud Wilkinson. He was considered one of the greatest coaches ever in college football. It's had a lot of really, really good coaches, but I think maybe there's a reason why Texas hasn't hired as well. I think a lot of it has to do with politics at the school. I really do. That affects a lot of schools.
Yep, I've heard that too, in an Auburn-like sense, that the boosters are a little too involved. Caleb and I discussed this yesterday. Does Josh Heupel dial anything up different to surprise Oklahoma, since he doesn't probably have to show everything in the previous couple of games? I know that Missouri put together a completely different defense, according to people I talked to, than they had run all year, and that's part of the reason they handle the Vols offense, but that's not done a lot. You don't vary off of your general game plan. Do you expect Josh Heupel to have something special dialed up for Oklahoma, or is this just another day at the office since he played and coached there?
Oh, he may have a play or two dialed up for Oklahoma. The Okie special, maybe. Remember, he had a play dialed up for UT Martin a couple of years ago, to put up about 48 in the first half against UT Martin. But when you talk about changing what you do, that goes against the grain of coaches. To me, when you do that, you send in the message of the team. I think coaches are so concerned about, don't want to send a message to the team that, oh, what we normally do just isn't good enough for this game. And I don't know how drastic the changes Missouri. I read that too, that Missouri made some changes. I think you can shape your offense or defense somewhat to an opponent, but Josh Heupel's not going wishbone against the Sooners. Although it would be kind of cool inside the 20-yard line, because Oklahoma had ran the wishbone about as well as anybody back in 1971. But if you go to that, maybe just do it as a trick play and sort of remind those old Oklahoma fans, yeah, this is how it used to be for you guys. I do think Heupel won't say this. He doesn't say much at press conferences or anywhere else. He won't say this game is special, but you know it is.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely has to be. We asked this question too, and Caleb, don't let me put words in your mouth. Correct me if I'm wrong. That the season is a disaster if they lose at Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's agreeing with it. Now, my argument, if they lose a close game by one on the road to a ranked opponent, that doesn't really affect the season. My argument was it depends how you lose.
Well, no, I don't think that at all, because I think that's it's a road game against what should be a pretty good team. Not the best team on your schedule, but a pretty good team. And despite Heupel's Oklahoma connection, that's a game you could lose, but you could lose that game and lose maybe to Georgia and still make the playoffs. So if you beat Alabama and win the rest of the games, you're okay. I think it would also, because of the timing of the game mid-September, I don't think it will have that overall impact. I think it will really bother Josh Heupel if he loses that game. I tell you what, I think the impact could be greater. A loss could be greater on the other side for Brent Venables. Mm. If Oklahoma loses a home game to Tennessee and he gets beat by what Sooners fans perceive as one of their own, the guy that, and it would be so striking. Think about this. Oklahoma losing at home to the quarterback who led them to their last national championship many, many years ago. Here he returns home and beats them, and they hadn't had a championship since he was there playing quarterback.
You shouldn't even get paid for writing that column. That writes itself, Caleb.
I mean, didn't if I'm doing my math right, he wasn't the head coach. He was the assistant coach. But when Tennessee's winning streak against Kentucky came to an end, it came to an end when Kentucky had an assistant coach who was the quarterback who won Tennessee its last national title, who wanted to coach at Tennessee, and Derek Dooley turned him down. Yeah, T. Martin was an assistant at Kentucky when Kentucky beat Tennessee in 2011, and Derek Dooley went silent. John, on a broader topic, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Wow, you threw it out there, and I was wondering, where is that coming? I mean, you just went sidearm on me, and I was like, big breaking curveball. Completely swung and missed it.
Sidearm, nothing. That's submariner.
God.
On a broader sense, with the playoff expanding the way it is, you're right. The SEC is going to be tougher. Does it really matter that it's tougher though? Because like you brought up Kentucky. If you're Kentucky, you're never trying to win the SEC, right? You're just hoping one every 10 years you can maybe finish in the top third. And if you finish in the top third, you pretty much have an automatic playoff bid, don't you?
Yeah, Kentucky's not finishing in the top third, though. I mean, Kentucky's just trying to have a winning season, get to a bowl game, and give Mark Stoops more money. That's Kentucky's goal. But I think it will be harder to do that once this league, if the SEC ever puts together a permanent scheduling format, it may not. It may just go year to year. Hey, we're still working on that. We'll get back to you in about 30 years when we think we could have it all worked out.
Yeah, that would be a nice contract, wouldn't it? Do a completely average job and we'll keep giving you more money. That would not would be a pretty good deal. That's what Stoops has going on.
But you go back, you put it in context of what Kentucky football has been. And so he's improved Kentucky football, and as I'm sure they all like to say, he's provided stability to the program.
John,
he's not Joker Phillips. That's the other thing he has in his favor.
Fair.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
The additions to the SEC previously, South Carolina, Arkansas, Missouri, and who am I forgetting? Texas A&M. Rank those four as far as positive impact on the conference, and where would Texas and Oklahoma fall on those?
Well, they lap that field. I mean, there's no question. I mean, when you go back, the addition of South Carolina and Arkansas, so much was made of SEC expansion. I mean, it's going to shake up the world. If you go back when it was first brought up and Harvey Schiller was the SEC commissioner, he was talking about Florida State and Miami and Texas. Okay. Those were the schools he was talking about. But then when the SEC actually did it, it's South Carolina and Arkansas. I mean, Caleb's a big fan of history. Look at South Carolina's football history.
I mean, I know it's awful. I know it's awful.
To a bowl game that was Carolina football. So how do you really enhance your conference by adding South Carolina? Arkansas historically was better in football, but it had kind of a significant drop off for a number of years. Arkansas brought a really good basketball program under Nolan Richardson into the conference. I love what Arkansas did for basketball, but Nolan Richardson came and went, and now it's just another program in the SEC. But you look at what those two programs provided, you think of expansion in terms of football, And how many conference championships did they win combined in football?
Before they got to the SEC or since
they No, before once they got to the SEC. How many championships did they win combined?
I can't answer
it's a
that.
Trick question. It's a trick question. They never have won the SEC championship. And you could say, Kyle, go.
Oh, I thought you were asking how many championships in their comp in their respective conferences before they got to the SEC had they won?
No, you overthought it because you assume that. Well, let's move on. Now let's talk about Missouri and Texas A&M. I mean, Missouri came in here and won the SEC East, which you guys could probably at times gone out and, you know, you could have rounded up some players and won the SEC. It's a far weaker division for much of their time in the league. But how many conference championships in football have Missouri and Texas A&M won combined since they've been in the SEC? How many conference championships in football have they won combined?
Those four would be the zero. Now, how long have they been in the SEC?
Too long.
Math. Okay, too long. But do the math real quick, Caleb. When did they come in the SEC? 92 Arkansas. Would be Arkansas, South Carolina.
32-12, and
0-9.
Between with Texas and Oklahoma.
Okay, so there have been 44 seasons. Wait. No, my question.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. The question is, will Texas and Oklahoma win? So it's been 30 years since they added Arkansas, South Carolina. Texas and Oklahoma are going to win more championships than that. And I don't know what you're laughing about. You know that I got it all figured out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.